Today she was writing a letter, which was unusual. Elizabeth thought that it was a complaint letter, and she prayed that it wasn't about Miss James. She approached nervously.
"Are you busy, Mother?"
she asked. She stood there, a thin little 10-year-old. Her short fair hair, almost white, it was so fair, was pulled back from her face with an Alice band, but when she was fussed, like now, little wisps of it escaped.
"I'm going to send you to Eileen," said Mother.
Eileen was a name on a Christmas card. It was a name associated with a small, cheap toy on her birthday. Last year, Mother had said she wished Eileen would drop the birthday gifts. It was silly to keep it up, and she couldn't possibly be expected to remember all the birthdays of Eileen's dozens of children. It seems the only possible solution. Elizabeth's eyes filled with tears. She wished she knew what she could do to be allowed to stay. She wished hard that she could be the kind of girl that parents didn't send away, or that they'd come with her.
"Will you come with me?"
She looked at the carpet hard. "Oh, heavens no, dear."
"I was just hoping."
"Elizabeth, don't be so silly.
I can't possibly go to Eileen's, to the O'Connors with you."
"Darling, they live in Ireland."